Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, you got the Chargers facing off with the Denver Broncos. I thought pretty good matchup. Chargers score... Let's see. I think about 2.5 minutes left, the Chargers scored to go up by 10. A little underhanded, flick of the wrist by Justin Herbert. A little screen pass, a little check down, whatever you want to call it. And they get it in the end zone and go up by 10. Denver kicks a field goal, but never able to get it any closer than that. They also scored on the free kick.
I was literally about to say, how did you like the free kick?
I love it, man. We actually, when I was coaching high school ball, we utilized this rule in high school ball. You just never see it. And most people, I think that there's just such a shock factor. Right, most people don't realize that this is even a rule because you only see it, and I don't know when's the last time it was used. I'm sure they said it last night. But it feels like you only see it, like, personally on a game you're watching, like, once every 10 years. Like, it feels like to be able to actually see it in real time. Yeah, exactly.
Since 76.
Yeah, I know one has happened since then, but it's like once every 10 years is what it feels like. So, I obviously big win for the Chargers coming off what they looked like a week ago against the Buccaneers. Denver, obviously we've seen up close and personal, good team. But, man, what a huge win for the Chargers there in prime time to be able to kind of stick their foot in the ground and get going back the right direction.
Yeah, look, it's been a – I think I listened to the question. Yeah, I think it was – might have been NFL Live yesterday. They asked the question, which coach has done a better job – Jim Harbaugh or Sean Payton this year?
And
I thought it was a really interesting question.
Yeah, it really
because
is.
Because as I go to think about it, you look at Sean Payton coming in with a rookie quarterback, not a ton of weapons, and getting everything he's getting out of Bo Nix, a guy that a lot of people in this city murdered for years because of what happened to him at Auburn. And, you know, he played in college football so long. But then you look at Jim Harbaugh, and their defense has talent all over it, but they reconstructed their offense. I mean, they let go of Keenan Allen. They let go of Mike Williams.
Yeah, gone, Mike Williams, yeah.
Right? They had to clean house themselves.
I thought you were going to bring up the running back, Austin Eckler.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
So they've had to – so these two coaches have gotten the most out of their teams, and they've done it. A lot of it been defense, and obviously last night it was kind of a higher scoring affair. But now these two teams are deadlocked at 9-6, and they're both in the hunt, but they're wild card because Kansas City's ran away with the division.
Both their percentages right now, according to NFL.com, the Chargers sit at 97% because obviously they own that tiebreaker. And then Denver right now sits at 85. So right now, if the season ended today, that's your 6th and 7th seed. Now, you know, the rest of the weekend still has to play. You know, the bubble teams are out there. I think let's see, who's the bubble teams in the AFC right now? I guess that
You've got Indy, Indy, Miami. So really, those two teams are entrenched, pretty much. I don't know how they come back because here's the deal: the Chargers are at 9-6. They win the tiebreaker over Denver with a head to head, but then you got the Colts at 8 because we said Denver's at 7. They would win the tiebreaker over Miami and teams below them. But it looks like right now, if Denver wins one more game, they're in, obviously.
Yeah.
And so same with the Chargers. But they're both in very good spots because it's 6-8, 6-8, 6-8 between the Colts, Dolphins, and Bengals. And then the Jets have already been eliminated.
Yeah. Obviously, we'll be kind of keeping our – eyes on the Falcons situation. Be looking at the Dallas Cowboys against Tampa Bay game coming up this weekend. Obviously, that one is going to go a long way in determining if the Atlanta Falcons have a shot at it. But as we all know, and as we said last week when you were facing off with the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday night, Falcons have to take care of business. Like, it doesn't matter what else is happening outside of those doors. I'm going to take the football coach mindset and say, look, let's deal with us, man. Let's deal with us.
That's true, but you should be a fan of the Eagles this weekend.
Okay.
And the Vikings.
There you go.
Because those are two teams that the Falcons would
– Congratulations, Dylan. Yeah, congratulations. You'll be feeling good.
Yeah, you can wear your Eagles hoodie and with pride this week.